JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Escape to Europe during the European Union Film Festival. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. One's business.
From Monday, May 14 to Sunday, May 20, the European Union delegation in Jamaica will give moviegoers the chance to enjoy an escape to Europe during the European Union Film Festival. EU Ambassador in Jamaica Malgorzata Wasilewska says the festival had taken a hiatus in recent years, but the decision was taken to rekindle it in order to foster greater appreciation for Europe's diverse countries and cultures.
We feel very strongly that there is a need to bring Europe closer to Jamaica and to make people understand a little bit better what Europe really stands for, its diversity, its richness of languages, cultures, and we feel that perhaps not enough Jamaicans understand how diverse Europe really is. So it's an opportunity to bring the creativity and richness of languages and art closer to the people of Jamaica.
The film festival's revival is highly anticipated and is free to the public, giving everyone the chance to come and enjoy.
Films have a way of taking people into different reality. But I think Jamaica has a fantastic film industry and there is great interest in movies, and we feel this was a good start.
Films will be screened at different locations each night from Italy, Belgium, Sweden, Spain, Ireland, the Netherlands, Denmark, France, and Austria. The week will begin with an Italian flick, Fortunata, which follows the story of a woman determined to eke out a better life for her 8-year-old daughter. It starts at 6:30 p.m. at Spanish Court Hotel in New Kingston, and that's on May 14. All films are subtitled in English. Like the European Union in Jamaica's Facebook page for a full listing of films and venues, as well as dates, ratings, and times.
The government recently provided $2 million worth of medical equipment to the Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence in St. Elizabeth, which will enhance healthcare services to citizens provided by the facility. The program is consistent with Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, which commits to fostering world-class customer service and improve the delivery of healthcare to the nation's most vulnerable.
Miss Jamaica Festival Queen 2011, Crystal Daly. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. You may also visit the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page or call the Vision 2030 Secretariat at 906-446-324 to learn more.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
On our community notice board, the St. James Chapter of the Lay Magistrates Association, in collaboration with Sweetwater Blossom Foundation, will host a marching band competition on Wednesday, May 23 at 4 p.m. at the Catherine Hall Stadium. Visit sweetwaterblossom.com for more details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.